thing to do too. Her daughter says she'll be dead with you. While foreign affairs are screwing rotten, like morale has hit rock bottom. Dying embers stand forgotten. Talks of peace were being tried.
Stand up for me. State your peace tonight. Stand up for me. State your peace.
And we begin the second hour. This is Off the Beaten Path. Steve Elkins here. So we're talking about Chief of Staff Mitch Mulvaney talking about foreign policy, and this is the way it's done. He's absolutely correct. This is the way it works. This is government. All governments do this if it betters their foreign policy, and that's all that's been going on. And that's the way it is. It's all right when you're a Democrat, when you're a Republican. If you do it, then it's a bad thing. We're going to impeach you. He's also commented, I think Donald Trump kind of stepped in this one here myself. It was interesting that he did it, but I would have come back a little bit different. He's talking about the G7 summit here and using one of his properties down in Miami, Florida, called the Doral facility down there in Miami, Florida. Evidently, it's a pretty nice hotel. I think it's even associated with the golf course there. But wants to have the G7 there. And I thought, wow, when he mentioned that, he's walking right into something here. The Democrats are going to say, you're going to profit. You're going to make money off this. And I pretty much assume, I guarantee you, Donald Trump comps everything from all world leaders coming to this facility. But I would have fired back at the Democrats and said, you know why I'm having it here? Is it because there's no threat of I'm having the top security here, and we're going to make sure that we don't have my hotel is not going to be bugged. And that's exactly what I would have carried. I would have handled that in that situation. I would have said, you know what? It's a secure facility, and I'm rest assured that there will be no way to bug and listen in and cheat and spy at all, because this is my facility here, and this thing is going to be bug-free. And we remember how Donald Trump, Barack Obama, I'm sorry, had bugged Trump Towers. And to get a, you know, actually, if you think about that, it actually is kind of a Watergate thing here again. You got Trump Tower is bugged. You kind of know what's going on. The game plan of Donald Trump versus what the Democrats have in mind. So, yeah, essentially what you had there was another Watergate, but nobody blew this thing up. Nobody said anything about it. It was like, well, that's just the way it goes, you know, and that's just the way it is. Nothing happened. Well, we know that now. We know that our intelligence, the intelligence communities, are all rogue, and they're not doing their jobs any longer, or they would have done something about this. Yeah, you had another Watergate right there with that bugging of the towers. You had the same darn thing as Watergate and Nixon, no doubt about it. But he could have answered back that way, saying, you know, we're going to have it at my facility because it's going to be bug free and secure and safe, and we're going to get some business done. But sometimes I think Donald Trump talks as if he is probably one of the brightest guys in the room. When you get these situations like that and you've missed that opportunity to mention this is why we're going to do it, and to really kind of give them a black face on that, because it would have been a truthful statement and they would have had to shut their mouths and say, yeah, shoot, I forgot about that. He remembered that. Just like the Biden clip, why not play it? Why not emphasize it a lot more, the cheating going on? Because Biden was working as a proxy for Barack Obama on making that $1 billion loan or free gift, I guess, to the Ukraine if they fired the prosecutor. So he was working on behalf of his boss, the president of the United States. So that is illegal. That's illegal. That's what they tell us, it's illegal. But there you go, quid pro quo right there. And nothing is really done about it. Nobody is emphasizing that, and Donald Trump needs to. Amazing. Amazing. You missed opportunities. I tell you, when you miss those opportunities, you can't go back and get them again. It's crazy. You missed that great opportunity. Well, we see yesterday, a couple of days ago, we saw Elizabeth Warren having her little campaign, I think it was in Dallas, Texas, for a little rally there. And I'm concerned about the audience. Like I said, the young faces, are these young millennials, these kids, really believing everything they're hearing about free tuition and waiving their student loan debt and free health care? Are they really buying that? I tell you what, if any of these Democrats were actually voted in, and they're not going to be able to deliver any of this stuff. This is pipe dream stuff. There's no way. $2.3 trillion student loan debt, wipe it away, erase it. $2.3 trillion. Erase it. It's gone. You guys have no student loan debt. Not going to happen. You can't do it. It's impossible. It's a stupid pipe dream. It's not even reasonable to think that you could do anything close to this at all. $2.3 trillion. Not going to happen. Healthcare for all. Free student, free two-year college, local community colleges. Where are you going to pay for all this stuff? You just can't. It's just not going to happen. So she's fanatical. I watched a little bit of her campaign, her little rally there, and she's nauseating. I just couldn't take it anymore. Shut it off. Then we get Bernie a couple days ago doing his rally. And, of course, the big news is that AOC, one of the Fab Four, has decided to back Bernie Sanders. Got a picture here in front of me where she's waving, put his hand up in the air as if he just won the boxing match. Another bad apple. Bernie, you're too old, 78 years old. You just had an MI. Myocardial infarction, heart attack to the layperson. Two stents placed at 78 years old. Do you know the stress of this job as being president of the United States? He'd be dead in 6 months. Be dead in 6 months, the stress of that job. No way. Plus, he'd have all the millennials come in saying, you promised me this free stuff. You promised me this. There goes your stress level right up. Those little coronaries are just starting to quiver, starting to tighten up a little bit, clutching his chest. And who would, you know, he hasn't even mentioned who his vice president would be. Jeez, he hasn't even mentioned it. Maybe it's AOC. I don't know. Let's talk about mainstream media. This week we lost, or did we lose anything, really? We didn't lose anything. Elijah Cummings passed away at the age of 68, congressman, congress critter from Baltimore, Maryland, 68 years old. Well, you had the mainstream media really pouring over this one here as if he was like John McCain. Remember John McCain, how they immortalized him. And I couldn't stand John McCain. The true John McCain we got to know and understand who he really was not a good person. He's not missed. So we got the son of a sharecropper. He likes to play the race card. We know Elijah Cummings played that race card quite often. Civil rights champion, chairman of the House Oversight Committee, advocate of the poor in his black majority community and district. It was interesting that he mentioned weeks before, I guess he was pretty ill. I didn't know he was that ill, ready to die. But he said he wanted to live long enough to see Donald Trump impeached. Oh, that's just too bad. I didn't see it. Feel bad about that one. But then looking into a little bit more of Elijah Cummings' background here, how in 2012 he was part of a congressional investigation along with Lois Lerner, and how they decided to weaponize, use the IRS to go after a group called Truth the Vote. It's a group out in, I believe, Dallas, Texas. I remember what her name is, female, that started the group there and basically looking into voter fraud, election fraud, concerned that there would be some rigging of elections. And she was right, absolutely right. So not only was her group, her founded group, infiltrated and attacked by the IRS and with the weaponized IRS, but she also was herself and won the case. But when it was revealed, Elijah Cummings' hands all over this with Lois Lerner, nothing happened. Again, the intelligence community, nothing happens. Are you starting to understand that we really don't have a rule of law any longer? We really don't have intelligence looking out for us, the law, due process, the Constitution. Are you understanding this? We're just kind of winging it. And some people get a pass and some people get prosecuted. I think we saw that a couple of days ago. Happened to have Jim Fetzer call in on Monday. I think about Thursday. We did a USA Prepare show with Vincent Finelli. And the first 35 minutes was from a call from Jim Fetzer on what happened with his Sandy Hook trial, trying to make an example of people, those in independent media or independent investigators, that the truth, we're going to haunt you. We're going to destroy you because of you bringing out the truth. Looked forward to maybe having him on the show in the future here, but get more down to the details of what happened in Sandy Hook. I have so many questions of, Jim, why didn't you ask this? So look forward to that in the future, to sit down, talk to Jim Fetzer about that. But we really we're winging it. I don't know. It's very interesting. And there's not too many people. I've yet to hear any politicians saying due process. Why does this guy get a pass and you go after this guy? Like I said, the only logical, rational understanding of why people who are silent and complacent would be because of blackmail. It's the only logical reason of why people in the judicial branches and law enforcement, politicians who should be standing up and saying, you can't do that, that's illegal, statute so-and-so says this, that, and you don't see anybody doing that. They're all just kind of going along, not saying much. It's got to be the black book. It's got to be the black book. You got the black book, and then you got the deep state. But you got people who are silent who shouldn't be silent. Crazy stuff. I'm also a little bit interested why Donald Trump decided to flags at half staff on government buildings, military bases, for a man who despised you. Elijah Cummings despised Donald Trump. I thought Donald Trump was a stand-up kind of guy, a guy that didn't take any guff. And here's a guy that wanted your demise, and you say, flags at half staff, government buildings, military bases. And he's going to lie in state at the state capitol. And he tweeted to the family condolences. You know, if you got nothing nice to say, I was always told, don't say anything at all. But what he did was really phony. And you know what? It didn't make a difference. Democrats still hate him. They just can't rail on him for that. I guess he thought they would rail on him if he didn't say something. A champion for civil rights. He had to go a little bit further with it, keep adding more and more icing, more sweetness on the top there. It was ridiculous. It wasn't necessary. To be honest with you, if I was Donald Trump, I wouldn't even really recognize it. They would have said, you know, Elijah Cummings passed away. Oh, that's too bad. I'm sorry to hear that. That's all you got to say. You don't have to add any more onto it at all. The guy was not a good guy. And just don't be a phony about it. Just move on. That's honorable. That's character. That's backbone. Just say, well, that's it. Well, okay. Well, I'm sorry to hear that. Yeah, that's good enough. You don't have to lay it on thick. He's certainly different than I am. Well, this week also we had Schumer and Pelosi and others invite themselves to the White House. By the way, phone lines are open if anyone wants to call in, 1-800-313-9443. So we get a different story here. Pelosi and Schumer said that Donald Trump was irate and disrespectful and I guess he called Pelosi a third-rate politician. I would assume if that were true, since everything seems to be recorded, don't we have a recording of that? Can you show me the recording? I'd like to hear the recording, because you keep telling me things that he said and then it doesn't seem to be there. So if he went out of his way and called you a third-rate politician, Ms. Pelosi, well then I assume somebody has a recorder going, right? And little Chucky Schumer is all upset. Somebody needs to give him a little lollipop and let him go home because he's all upset. He talked bad to us. He wasn't nice to us. Well, why should he be? Guys, you guys have made his life hell for 3 damn years, and he's supposed to be a nice guy? I don't think so. Not going to happen. Well, what do you think about the Syria pullout? Actually, I won't say pulling 50 troops out of Syria is really a pullout. I started wondering if Donald Trump talked about early on the campaign trail about peace and commerce and working with other world leaders for peace and commerce and fair trade, which is one of the reasons why I voted for him. Because on the other hand, we had Hillary, of course, and she would have been in Iran and starting more wars and more nation building, more invading other countries and stealing the resources of those countries. And I'm trying to get away from that. I was hoping my government would also get away from all this nation building. And basically, essentially what we're looking at here, what's still going on, is what happened back in the days of England, sending off the sailors on their ships and funding the voyage to find new lands, conquer new lands, and find new riches and bring them back for the King and Queen of England. We're still doing it. But we just have a different way of doing it now. But I wondered if Donald Trump, if he actually understands, because I've played the clip before, that ISIS is a U.S. proxy army. It was created by the United States, just like Al-Qaeda was created by the United States, in order to have a boogeyman, an excuse to basically, essentially chase into another country. You realize we're going into other countries. We're not asking for permission. We're not asked to come in and help drive out ISIS and get ISIS. We simply say, we're chasing him into your backyard, and then we chase him into somebody else's backyard and somebody else's backyard. And we don't really need permission from anybody to chase this boogeyman. And so we're going to do it. I wonder if Donald Trump realizes that. I've never heard him talk about it. I thought it early on, I heard him mention that ISIS is a creation of the United States, but I can't remember it. Maybe I'm wrong, but I thought I remember hearing it early on, maybe in the campaign running, that ISIS is a U.S. proxy army. So maybe he's come to that realization. Maybe that's what he's talking about. Maybe he's understanding that we need to get out of there, first of all, because Russia, by the way, is doing a superb job of getting rid of ISIS. Syria and Bashar al-Assad are doing a fine job. Turkey's helping out too. But really, the United States, we don't need you. Go home. Go home. We'll take care of this. Then you get the guys at the Pentagon who said, no. We can't get rid of ISIS because that's our excuse. That's our reason to invade abroad. We'll be right back. This is Off the Beaten Path. Chance, when we come back, you're first up.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. and knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Found my notes here. I've got so many notes on my desk here, but I was talking about Vote the Truth. It is Houston-based, created by Catherine Engelbrecht, and like I said, she was also attacked by the IRS, actually, the weaponized IRS going after her and her group called Vote the Truth. Elijah Cummings and Lois Lerner both had their hands all over that. Nothing ever happened. I thought it was interesting when Donald Trump pointed out, I can't remember, it must have been Baltimore, that was rodent-infested cities, and asked, where did the money go that you were given to fix these cities and make it much nicer? He never answered. What he did answer back, when he did answer, actually, it was never the question itself. It was pointing out Donald Trump attacking four women of color because he couldn't answer the question. So he pointed away, basically a diversion tactic, instead of answering the question of where the money went, why your cities are still S-hole cities, rat-infested cities, he couldn't answer, but he decided to play that other card, the race card, very well at that, by the way. He played the race card quite well. We're going to go back to the phones here. Our first call of the night, Chance in West Virginia, you're on.
Yes, hello, Steve. Can you hear me?
I hear you fine.
Yes. You know, if there's any justice, Steve, Elijah Cummings and John McCain are roasting and toasting marshmallows and weenies in the pit of hell right now. And that's what I like about you, Steve. You don't patty cake around issues. You're a straight shooter. I don't believe in this crap Well, when somebody dies, you have to speak well of them. Well, if the man was a miserable human being while he was alive, I feel the world is a better place now that he bit the dust. That's how I feel.
Well, I tell you what, Chance, when I watched the mainstream media talk about him as he was a golden child, an angel, by the end of that broadcast, they would have you believe he walks on water and his poo smells like little roses. I am a guy who calls it as I see it. And if you're
exactly.
a lousy human being in this life, you leave this world a lousy human being. You're gone, and I'm not going to blow some sunshine up anybody's booty to say that, oh, he was a good guy. No,
yep,
if you're a lousy person, you're a scoundrel, yep. you're a scoundrel in death also.
I say good riddance. And you know what? They pulled the same crap when Papa Bush died, when yep. Ted Kennedy died. All of a sudden, you're supposed to respect these scumbags. I mean, what a world we live in. You know, you mentioned the beginning of your program, being reincarnated. You know what? Anybody in their right mind would not want to come back to this world to be reincarnated.
Exactly.
One time is more than enough. Sometimes it seems like it's too much with all this crazy crap that's going on.
It is.
They make these despicable people out to be some kind of respectable people. You know, I think, like I said before, I think the world's a better place when each of them die one by one. If you can't live decent, why should I respect you when you're dead?
That's right.
I mean, I don't know what it is with people. Is it some kind of superstition? Do they admire people like this? It seems hypocritical to me.
I don't know.
I respect decent people. I don't respect scumbags. And that goes for both sides of the aisle, Republican and Democrat, conservative and liberal. If they're no damn good, they're no damn good. I mean, enough of this craziness. That's what I like about you, Steve. You call it as you see it. You're a straight shooter. There should be more people. There should be more people like you, but people are so damn wussy nowadays, and then they wonder why their children are being corrupted.
Yeah, well, they're afraid how it may look, and I really don't care, because a scoundrel is a scoundrel. You know, I think the Democrats, I swear, if the devil had a physical presence on this earth here, and if for some reason he died, I think the Democrats would have some kind words to say about him.
And let me tell you something. Any man who calls himself a Christian and is not willing to sacrifice his own life for his children or his grandchildren is a pusillanimous piece of crap. Let's face it. I mean, they hide behind these labels, but yet they don't get off their tuff. And they're afraid to speak. They're even afraid to speak, much less do anything.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't hear any righteous anger out of people. And then you wonder why we're being taken advantage of like this? It's not surprising. Any idiot could see this.
Well, Yeah, why
I'm
did
sorry.
Donald Trump go the extra mile to say all the kind, nice things about a guy?
I'll tell you why. Because it's that old that wrestling federation game. You know that theory. It's a big wrestling match. They pretend they're on different sides. That's why.
Yeah, maybe.
Isn't that obvious now? It should become obvious. I'll be damned if I'm going to lower a flag to half mast for a scumbag who didn't care about this country, about this country's people, even his own people he didn't care about.
That's right.
So what does that tell you? What does that tell you?
I mean, I agree.
I'd be
there were those videos.
Sorry?
Chance, there were those videos where they went into the slum areas and his own people, his own black people were saying, you get your butt down here and you start fixing some of these problems we have out here. This is a terrible place to live. And his own people. But then again, where did the money go? Where did the money go?
It just proves to you, people need somebody to look up to. They don't care. This is why I will not let a man preach the Bible to me. I read the Bible myself. I'm like you. I'm spiritual. I don't need anybody to preach the Word of God to me. I read it myself. I have faith in my God and faith in myself. I don't have faith in man anymore. When you look at, I hate to say it, maybe I'm a little jaded, but just like Vince Vernelli says, and like you said, I mean, it's hard to be a good person nowadays to the right. You don't know who to be nice to anymore, Steve.
Yeah. Yeah, you really
People
don't.
Take advantage. They see you have a kind heart. They take advantage. My dear mama, God rest her soul, said to me, I'll never forget, and it took me many, many years until now at my age to realize what she meant. She said, you're too kind, you're too trusting, and you're too nice. Please be careful. It took me all this time to figure out what she meant, and now I see what she meant.
Yeah.
Now I see, and it's a bitter lesson to learn, but thank God I've learned it. And this is why I'm losing faith day by day in man. I put my faith in God, and I put my faith in myself, and that is it. And God bless you, Steve, for the work you do, and keep on calling it straight the way you do now, my friend.
I appreciate it. Thank you. Chance, I think that's a great idea. Yourself, take care of yourself, your family, and just stick with that. That'll work. Let's go back to the phones here. Charlie in Los Angeles, you're on the show. We lose Charlie. Charlie is gone. Sorry, Charlie. Call back if you want to. We've got plenty of time, another half an hour to go. No, I'm glad that Chance said that, too. I don't think I'm the only one thinking that. I think a lot of people are just afraid to actually say something because this whole thing of, oh, you can't speak ill of the dead. Well, sure, why not? They're lousy people. They were scoundrels. Why do you have to sugarcoat it? You wouldn't sugarcoat it when they're alive, but so when they're dead, you have to forget all the terrible things they've done, the nastiness. No, it goes with them, and I'm going to mention it. I don't care. If people say, well, that's not right, Steve. You shouldn't talk ill of the dead. Sorry. Not going to do it. I'm just going to stay with what I see, and I call it as I see it. And he was not a good guy. May have not been on the same level as John McCain. John McCain responsible for, what was it, 117 deaths for that wet start and all kinds of things he did. He was a lousy human being. A terrible, terrible person. Evil man. Was Elijah Cummings as bad? I would say probably no, but he was not a good guy. And Trump was looks like a fool now for, praising him and going overboard. He should have just said, you know what? Sorry to hear that. He passed away, and we'll leave it at that and move on with other business. Don't pander. Don't sugarcoat things. Just be a straight shooter. He always talks about being a straight shooter, and now he's not being a straight shooter. You can't make these Democrats happy. Donald Trump needs to, he's not going to make them happy. Everything he does is going to be always a negative. There's nothing right about Donald Trump. Nothing. You know, I was kidding around with my wife the other day with this whole thing with Syria and the Kurds and Turkey and Erdogan and all this stuff was going on here in Bashar al-Assad and ISIS, and we're pulling troops back, 50 troops or whatever, 100 troops. That's not really a pullback. Especially probably since you send in mercs or special soldiers. I call them mercs because that's what they are. But going in that direction, it's amazing that I wouldn't be surprised. I was kidding with her. She thought it was true, and I was playing a little, having a little fun with her. I said, the Democrats are going to go back, look through some transcripts, find some audio. They're going to find, probably going back to Elijah Cummings when he was talking about the rat-infested cities. Or maybe they'll go back to some clip where he talked about San Francisco and people defecating in the streets of San Francisco, that they'll find him using the word turd and then say, look, he called the Kurds turds. He's a nasty, mean guy. President Trump is a mean guy. He called the Kurds turds. These people would do something so bad to go back and take words and paste them in here and there because they're a nasty bunch. They have TDS at the highest level, Trump delusional syndrome. These are nasty, mean-spirited people who just can't get over that they lost fair and square, even though they were dishonest in legal votes and dead people voting and election fraud and voter fraud and this software fraction magic, how it flips over a vote. Hey, you didn't pull it off. Get over it. Work on your policies to make this country better. That's what you probably should be doing instead of taking somebody down. How about being a better candidate? How about working on some things to find some solutions to problems which would make this country a better country? Forget about the little pockets of people that you're trying to help. Think of everybody as a whole, but Democrats can't do that. They're the party for the minority. They're the party for the LGBTQ. They're the party for illegals who shouldn't have anybody representing it in the first place. Do they represent anybody that believes in law? I don't know. Oh, Charlie is back. Charlie in Los Angeles, you're on the show.
Yeah, Charlie, Steve, are you there? I was wondering. Yeah, can you hear me?
I hear you fine.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, you know, I don't see a whole lot of difference between the Republicans and the Democrats and Trump. You know, I've said this before on the show, that if the Democrats really were out to get Trump for real, they would have gone after him for other things that they can kill him on, like his draft record. He's a draft dodger. Nobody likes a draft dodger. His income taxes, I guarantee you, his income taxes and his business dealings have mafia connections. The media can kill Trump within a week if they really want to. And it's just all-star wrestling. See, back in about a little over a year ago, Trump was at 38% approval rating, and that was really low. And that's when all of a sudden the Democrats started coming in with all the communism, all the baby butchery, the new Green Deal, Medicare for all, everything that makes you want to puke. And even their own followers don't want to hear about it. But it made Trump look better. They had to rescue Trump in case another Republican would pop up and run against him. Trump is the Democrats' golden boy who's going to sign gun control if you leave him in office long enough. I guarantee it. Trump, let me tell you something. A guy once told me, never trust your money to a banker, your rights to a lawyer, your health to a doctor, or your money to a banker, or your gun rights to a New Yorker. Trump's a New Yorker. He's not our friend, and people are getting sucked in on this guy because he's got a magnificent presence. And that's why he works for the mafia, because he is the number one dude promoter. They put him in the casinos in Atlantic City. They put him out front with his airline company. He's a front man for mafia-owned property all over the world where Jews cannot own property. So you guys keep believing in Trump, you're going to lose
Don't put me in that category. Don't put me in that category. I don't like Trump. I think he's a scoundrel.
Okay, well,
personally, I think he's dirty. You cut a hole in the rats would come out. And you're right about the taxes. The taxes are going to show who bailed him out. And we know organized crime is deep state also. And that, yes, they saved him. They saved him because they figured, you know what? You made some money in the past. You made us a lot of money in the past. It's probably better to save you to make our money back later on than let you go down. Yeah, you're right. I agree. The taxes would show us who the funding behind him is. And that's part of the deep state also. The financial backing is also organized crime. That's a fact. You're right on that. I'm not a fan of this guy. You know, here's the situation. Do we have anybody who can fix any problems in this country? There's nobody. It seems this is like a Titanic, and it's going down, and there's nobody to save it. I don't know. An economic collapse, calamity, martial law. These are all the things we're going to be looking at when it happens, and it is going to happen. I'm quite certain it's going to happen. So I'm telling people preparation. That's what Vincent Finelli and I have been talking about, is be prepared in all aspects. Food, water, firearms, ammunition. I don't want these things to happen. But if they do happen, we have to be prepared. We have to be prepared.
Yeah. And you're going to have the right ammunition, because you can see how quick they can vacuum up the ammunition off the shelves in this country if they want to. Take a look at Walmart now. Walmart is pulling off the ammunition on certain guns. I mean, Walmart could pull the ammunition out of all their stores within 1 week, and you wouldn't be able to buy a bullet. Okay.
Well, this is why I recommend people, where you can, invest in reloading. Because
Absolutely.
What's going to happen, you're right, the manufacturers are going to put the manufacturers of ammunition out of business. So if you stock up on all the resources you need to reload your own, you're in good shape. You're in good shape.
If you have an AK-47, you're going to have ammunition for the rest of your life, because that ammunition can be smuggled into the country because it's manufactured in Russia, Hungary, China, but not the AR-15, the 22s. American ammunition can be vacuumed off the shelf within a month if they really wanted to. Yeah. So anyways, well, thanks for taking my call there, Steve.
Appreciate it. Thanks, Charlie. No, Charlie, I'm not a big Trump fan at all. I hate the situation where you go in to vote, and I'm not going to vote anymore. I'm done. After I figured out the fraud and how it's all rigged, and with this fraction magic, because I actually had a clip I played for a computer programmer, software designer on fraction magic, explaining how it works and how they go into the holding centers where they have these big warehouses where they actually break the little tab and they go in and put the software on there and basically install it on there. It's in the same fashion as a slot machine, and it has a payout, except the fraction magic is a vote is a vote for one person if that's the person who was supposed to win. And if the other person, it's a fraction, a quarter point of a vote. So fraction magic, it's out there. And once I understood that the system is flawed, it's broken, it was actually built, designed with flaw in mind and fraud in mind. And that when Donald Trump said, well, he acknowledged it. Interesting that he acknowledged it on the campaign trail. And we need to fix this to make sure we never have a problem in 2020. And what has he not done? He has not fixed, closed up that back door. He's not cut it off. The fraud, which will probably be successful in 2020. And let's not count out Hillary Clinton, because she's back in the race again, as far as I'm concerned. She's being rather vocal, going after Tulsi Gabbard. And after this next call here, we'll talk a little bit about that and whatever else is on your mind. 1-800-313-9443. Dave in New York, what's on your mind?
Hi, how's it going, Steve? You asked me to call in here tonight, but sure, rather than on John's show during the week. But sure. I first wanted to say I heard Chance's call. That was the last caller, is that right?
Charlie was the last call.
Oh, Charlie. Okay, yeah, I didn't know who it was, but it's very interesting. I learned something by turning on RBN one time at a time that I normally don't listen to anymore because the host goes on and on. And I was debating whether I should mention when they ask, you know, hey, who's a good host, who's a bad host? You did that big campaign.
Right.
The next day I listened to this guy, and I almost wanted to complain about him, but he had this guy on from Vital Mind Psychology, Understanding the Three Types of Empaths. Now, this guy is a psychologist, very sharp guy, and he explains that as an empath, you know, what your role is and how you get used by a narcissist or other people. I think this is something he could listen to. The basic word to me was, me being an empath, I give to people, but I'm actually expecting them to give me back something in return, to reciprocate. And so I think this guy is very good to listen to. Vital Mind Psychology on YouTube. He's, I think, from Australia. Steve, did you want to comment on that at all?
No, nothing really to say. No, I don't. Nothing.
Okay. All right. Yeah. And so that helped me very much. And so I said, I'm not the kind of guy who should be critiquing different hosts on the network. That's what God said to me there. And the other thing is, I mentioned I had a hernia operation and right. Was wondering if you had any suggestions regarding that the other day. You said call in today.
Are you having any complications?
I don't think so. It was Thursday afternoon and it's swollen up maybe a half an inch. That hasn't really gone down too much. But
what kind of hernia repair did you have?
Inguinal hernia. They said it was a small one. They did a mesh open mesh repair. Yeah.
Okay. Good.
Yeah. They don't tell you about things like, how do you get out of bed? You know, you want to pull with your arms, not your stomach. I figured out ways to do that. So
they didn't actually teach you that? They didn't tell you that?
No, they didn't. There's a number of things I have to talk to them about.
I'm surprised because in our teaching, for discharge teaching, we always talk about stuff like that. How to get up out of bed, rolling, what you have to do, and not to put exert force in that region at all. I'm surprised nobody taught you that. That's strange.
Yeah, well, they'll hear about it, not too aggressively. All right, well, thanks, Steve. I don't know. I've heard a number of people talking about this Trump guy and saying that that he's just a different path. It's he's not doing the right thing, and
this
is really what I'm. Yeah,
no, I agree with you 100% there, Dave. I very very disappointed. And I'll be honest. I theorized it would not go well, but there was always that little bit of hope to say maybe, just maybe, an outsider. You know, the people say, I'm not an insider. I'm an outsider. I don't play the political games. Nobody owns me. And he talked a good game that, you know, with his Apprentice TV show, you're fired, and what high standards he has. And if you're a producer, he'll keep you on his team. But once you start failing and you don't produce anymore, well, then you're out. That is exactly what I thought he might do with government. I thought he might, first of all, he made the biggest mistake by not firing the holdovers from the Obama administration. That was a huge, huge mistake. Totally different than his personality in The Apprentice, because he wants the best team. He hires the best people, and when they produce, they get rewards more and more. And that's what you want for a team. But I tell you what, in politics, you cannot chance holding over people from a prior administration who are not on your team. You need to clean house completely. Completely. There's nothing wrong with doing that. Most presidents actually do that. And there's nobody, they don't get condemned for it because they're building their team. They don't want to worry about if somebody holding over is on the team or somebody who's going to be trying to tear down the team. So he made some really bad mistakes from the very beginning on building his team.
Well, I think he's highly controlled.
Yeah, he's not fulfilled his campaign promises, not one of them. We don't have the wall. We still have the huge border problem.
Right.
We still have all kinds of, we have so many problems, and he's not fixed them.
He funded Planned Parenthood when he ran against abortion, and then now they're putting money out towards the Democratic campaign. Anyway, but it's very interesting. I listened to a former host here, Dr. Deagle, which I hadn't listened to for quite a while, but he had a special show on, and he used to be pro Trump, hoping that Trump would turn the corner. Now he's saying no. He is down and out, arrogant, doing crazy things and et cetera. So that's all I have to say, Steve, tonight.
I appreciate it. Thanks, Dave. Thanks. We got Chance from West Virginia. He's back again. Chance, go ahead.
Yes, Steve, I'm sorry to call back a second time, but I think that gentleman was referring to a guy. You might want to check this guy out, by the way. His name is Maxwell Egan. I believe it's spelled E-G-A-N, he's from Australia. I think that's who he might be referring to you, but nevertheless, he's somebody you should check out. He's a very deep individual. I think his website is something to the effect of Crow House or CrowNest.com or .net, one of the two. I think you should check him out, Steve, and see what you think. Like I said, I'm looking for the website. I jotted it down somewhere, but crowhouse.com, that's what it's called.
Okay, I'll check it out.
I think that's who Dave, I believe his name was referring to. He's from Australia. His name is Maxwell Egan, and even if it's not the guy he was referring to, it'll be worth your while to check him out, Steve.
Okay, Maxwell Egan, I'll do it right after the show. Sounds good. Hey, thanks.
Okay,
thanks, Chance. All right, my good friend, commercial break. When we come back, we got the host that follows me. Next up for a call here, it's Keith Rogers and his show Perception Management. right after my show.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Hey, this check is wrong. I worked a holiday and 7 hours of overtime. Not getting paid correctly is a real pain. It could also hurt our boss if our company provides out-of-compliance checks. That's right. Construction companies doing business with the government can get fined, or officials of the companies can go to jail if the checks aren't right. It's a law. The Davis-Bacon Act has 30 compliance issues for every check. But there is an easy way for construction companies to be in compliance. EMARS offers Compliant Client, a web-based system that finds and corrects all 30 of the possible out-of-compliance check issues. Users of Compliant Client report an 80% savings in time and money. Running a weekly payroll usually takes about 5 minutes. All 15,000-plus clients of EMARS have never had a legal compliance issue. Plus, they sleep better on check day. Contact EMARS at emarsinc.com or call 480-595-0466.
Like madness in season, bracing all like a breaking of reason, with every night lost and every day torn, with the drama feeling calmer, so calmer in the storm. Speakers are crying like a forest in the rain. I was so alone with my thoughts and my pain, and the darkness closed like a mouth on a wire night. I'll never be free.
We go back to the phones and my good friend out of Montana, Mr. Keith Rogers, coming up after me also with his show, Perception Management. Keith, what is on your mind?
Well, hello there, Gator Boy. I hope things are going well for you down in Florida.
Gator Boy.
Hey, you know, your caller there about his hernia surgery, he's right. They don't explain nothing to you. I have been suffering for over 2.5 years. I wouldn't call it an elective surgery. It was a combination of surgeries to prepare another type of hernia, right, up in the upper stomach there. But when they told me about localized bruising, I had none where the incisions were. They all went down to the boys, if you know what I mean.
Oh, yeah.
And they stayed that way for about 4 months. And I kept asking, when was the pain going to go away? And they said, well, give it 6 months. And here I am 2.5 years later, or over 2.5 years. The steroid shots are giving me to kill the pain is causing a yeast infection, which feeds on steroids. I mean, I can't get rid of this thing.
Yeah.
That's our health care in this country.
Yeah. I'm really kind of surprised, because where I came from, all the hospitals I've ever been to, mainly, well, the one in California was pretty good about that. Definitely Utah, we printed up a discharge sheet of instructions, what you have to do and things to avoid problems, and look for signs and symptoms of infection and to come right back if you have problems. But I can't speak for every hospital, every facility. I mean, I know how I am as a teacher. I want people to have success. And so when you leave, I theoretically can look and say, you might have this problem, this problem, this problem, and I'm going to give you some coaching and some teaching. But normally by law, we actually have to do a printout and hand it to you, and you actually have to sign a copy, and we keep a copy for ourselves. That's how I remember it's done. And so I'm surprised that he got no teaching whatsoever. I mean, they may tell you, you know, to hold off on any kind of anticoagulants or blood thinners whatsoever because after a surgery. I'm surprised he told me that they didn't
before he left. Rand Paul went to Canada to have his hernia surgery. One of my Twitter followers had sent me some information there to a hospital, which is the same one that Rand Paul went to. And I started looking it up. 70% of their hernia surgeries are repair jobs from the United States. I'm not kidding.
Really?
70%. Wow. Anyway, you had a good show tonight, Steve. Sounded good. You didn't say anything about dogs, but you know.
No. I love my dogs, you know. You know. You can have the worst day and come home and that little dog looks at you. And you know what I'm talking about, Keith. That dog looks at you and he loves you. He loves you no matter what.
I was married 21 years and I could never get my wife to lick my feet.
Yeah. You know, they say people who have animals live longer lives and they have better fulfilled lives. And I do believe that. I actually do. My child's grown up and has other children, so I've got 5 grandchildren, but this is my other child, these 2 children, and I love them. They're great dogs, and I just can't imagine not having them. They bring a lot of joy to us at all.
Yeah, you know, there's a couple of articles about how Trump hates dogs.
Does he?
Oh, yeah. Putin likes them. Hitler liked them.
Speaking of dogs, Keith, we still got some time. Speaking of dogs, did you see that last picture? I think I sent it over to you of Hillary Clinton and exchanging vows with her husband, Bill Clinton, there. 40 years marriage, that scam of a marriage, that sham of a marriage. 40 years they've been together. She is massively huge. She's got a huge body. I've never seen so much material over her.
I heard
and
good
a little year. Tiny, small head, little round head. So.
Yeah, I heard Goodyear was going to buy advertising on her.
There you go. I'm thinking the woman's on major, major doses of prednisone. She's got the moon face. She's massive. Thanks for tuning in tonight. Thanks, everybody. We'll see you all next week, next Friday. I'll see you actually tomorrow night on John's show, the National Intel Report. Health, happiness, and safe travels. We will talk again.
Some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seem to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.